Author Nancy Eisenberg is a professor of history at Louisiana State University, and welcome to you.
Well, thanks for having me.
I think what hit me most is the idea that the poor have not only been accepted, but expected, that it's a part of our national DNA. That's the argument you're making?
Well, I think one of the things we forget is that for half of our history, we were an agrarian nation. So white trash really comes out of notions of rural poverty. And it goes all the way back to British ideas, because in the colonial period and well into throughout the 19th century, the mark of being a successful America was being a property owner. And what we've forgotten is that large numbers of Americans did not own property. For example, in Thomas Jefferson's Virginia, at the time of the Revolution, 40% of white men were landless.
So when you refer to white trash, I just want to be clear, mm-hmm. and the idea of white trash, literally the term was used, the terms like waste, who do you mean?
Yes, the word white trash, at least as far as we've been able to discover, was first appeared in newspaper print in the 1820s. But it has a much older meaning, because if we go back to some of the leading promoters of British colonization, when they imagined what were they going to do with the New World, first of all, was imagined as a wilderness, what they called a wasteland. And it was the perfect place for literally dumping the idle poor. And these were referred to as waste people.